Hey, you know that when you're on Spicks and Specs, I sometimes do that thing called "What joke did Dave make?"
Yeah.
We're going to flip it this time. You have to guess what joke I made, but no, it wasn't on TV. It was just a joke I made to Selena. Okay.
All right.
So, So
involves a banana or something? Banana, peanut butter, yogurt.
Hey, whoa, no.
I know you like bananas.
So, first of all, you have to guess what the name is. A joke I made about a documentary that we watched about mushrooms. Okay, stick with me. Okay.
About mushrooms.
Okay, first of all, you have to guess the title of the documentary about mushrooms, and I'll give you the first word.
Hang on. Go on. Yep, first word.
Okay, it's two words, and it's about mushrooms. It's called Fantastic...
What? Fungi.
Oh, yeah. Was that too easy?
No. So, Fantastic Fungi. So, you didn't do the fungi joke? I'm a fungi? Did you do that one?
You've cut to the chase. You've got it straight away. Oh, my God.
How'd you set it up?
Well, I said there's no need to watch this because that's what I am. I'm a fantastic fungi. I'm a fungi. We don't need to watch it.
Yeah, I know. Wow. And then a bit later through the documentary, did you say... The documentary reminds me of me. I'm kept in the dark and fed shit.
See?
That's the other mushroom joke.
You get the big dollars. There you go. Oh, well, I was going to string that right out, and I thought it would have been quite hard for you. But being the master that you are, being the talented comedian.
Well, that's
writer,
it's a dad joke. It's a dad joke.
Fantastic fungi.
Just fungi. I'm a fungi.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm just
because there's a joke where two mushrooms go to the bar and the bouncer won't let them in, and the mushroom says, "What do you mean I'm a fungi?" that's an old joke.
Sometimes when I make jokes, Selena doesn't laugh. Sometimes she does, and go when she does laugh, I go, "Oh, maybe that was a good one." I do a lot of jokes. I have the scattergun effect.
Same here.
I'm popping all the time, hoping I'll hit the target, and I don't hit the target that much, you know. And sometimes I go, do you realize who I am? Do you realize, you're getting these?
Yeah,
free,
you're a big star.
I do that. Yeah, I do. That's a routine I do. About I gave you.
Well, I've got a bigger audience. I got kids. So
yeah.
But now they're all officially teenagers now.
Boring. Is that what they say? Yeah. Shut up.
My oldest son goes, "You're not on stage now."
Oh, God. Jeez. Playing their trump card there. It's,
How funny is this? He reads Reddit a lot, right? And that there was a thread on comedians you hate in Australia. And he goes, look at this, Dad. There's comedians you hate. And I said, give us a look. And I'm just looking down. I can't see my name. Your name wasn't on it either. But there were just the usual famous comedians that people hate on. Yeah. I don't want to say any of their names.
Yeah, we don't need to spread that.
We don't need to spread that. Anyway, we were sitting at dinner that night, and I was telling the family, we were looking at this thread today, and it was comedians who were well hated in Australia. And I said, it was really good. I wasn't on there. And then my son goes, Dad, you didn't scroll down enough. Apparently I was on there. Only one person hated me, apparently.
Yeah, so I don't want to piss in your pocket, but what's to hate? I mean, it's not like you're out there, really.
No,
body slamming people, and I don't know. I mean,
well, I've made some of the anti-vaxxers unhappy on the internet. So.
Oh, have you? Oh, okay.
Well, I've had a crack at some of them, but only because I stand for science, but I'm going to stop doing that now. I'm going to stop it.
Well, anyway, I think if you'd like to do a little rant right now, but unfortunately, here comes the theme, and you can't do your little rant. Sorry about that, Dave.
No.
Hello and welcome to Somehow Related. Now, please welcome your hosts, Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
I just need to explain something, Dave, before we commence on somehow related two topics. They're related, who knows how we find out. I, of all things, what would be the worst thing that could happen? Because we're recording this still in separate homes. Because you're in lockdown, aren't you? You're in lockdown.
I'm coaching my son in VC. He's got two more exams,
and then after the exams are finished, I know a few people are doing that. Yeah,
I'm out and about.
Yeah,
I'm out and about.
So what would be, so I'm in my house. What would be the worst thing that could be going on at my house while I'm trying to do a podcast?
Oh, yeah. Banging. Yeah, removal. Oh, lawn mowing.
Banging, yeah. Well, yeah, what sort of, let's cut it down to, yeah, let's cut it down to a tradesman that you would have there.
Plumber, carpenter, roof tiler.
Yeah, close. You're getting really hot, really hot.
Roof. So something on the roof.
It's on the roof, and guess what sort of roof I've got?
Yeah, you got a tin roof.
I got a tin roof. I've seen it. Yeah. Got a bit of rust up there, so I've got George up there. So if you do hear a noise like this, boom, crash. That'll be George.
Is gone.
George will be going past my window, and I'll have to go out and tend to him and go, George, you're all right. Get back up there. Come on, finish off the job. So I got a bit of rust up there, and he's been up there for about, I don't know, 3/4 of an hour, and he's got a good tan. Got a real good tan.
Roof tilers, Pete fixers do have.
Yeah.
You know who was a former roof tiler in the comedy world?
Would be Jamoan.
Carl Barron.
Oh, Carl Barron. I knew it was one of them. Jamoan's a surveyor or something.
Estimator. Estimator?
Yeah.
Some of that?
Yeah. Hello to Carl Barron. I don't think Carl listens to this, but he's...
No, might be his favourite.
It could be. Hello, Carl. Good friend of the show. He did a radio show with us at the ABC. Anyway.
He did.
So, if I have to run off, I apologise. If you hear noises in the background... Then it's George the roofer doing his thing. It's gone a bit quiet now. He might be having a cup of tea or something up there.
Probably sitting up there on a deck chair.
Yeah.
We had a guy, Michael the plumber, got on the roof because it got a bit of a leak. And the problem when people get on the roof, they see other issues. You know,
I know.
Because he goes, oh man, he took a photo. He said, you've got all these vines growing on the roof and it's all enclosed the air conditioning unit. He goes, you've got to get that taken off because it'll burn out.
Yep. So have you had it done yet?
Yeah, that involved another person getting up there.
I
offered to get up there, but Kieran's like, there's no way you're getting on that roof. You're the type of idiot that'll fall off, which is true. I would.
I mean, seriously, I've been up on roofs doing things when it's windy it's scary. What am I doing? Yeah. Don't be ridiculous. You know, because when at your funeral, I mean, you know. You wouldn't want to bring it up, you know. He probably regrets the day that he tried to put the Christmas lights up onto the roof with this inflatable Santa, and sadly he fell from that roof. And
it's one of the biggest causes of death in men over 60, I think, is ladder falls.
I don't know whether it's true. Did you that story about that woman who was so depressed because her husband was having an affair, and she climbed up in the roof, a two-story house, and decided to jump off to kill herself. She jumped off and landed on her husband coming home from work and killed him.
Oh, wow.
Accidentally. I don't think it's true, but it was.
Is that true?
Yeah, no, probably not. Anyway.
Let's hope George's wife doesn't turn up and, you know, he jumps off.
No, George is good. I'm happy with George. I'm trying to pick the appropriate moment to go out and say, as you know, I bought a coffee machine for when I have people.
Cup of coffee for George.
Yeah, cup of coffee. Yeah. And I've got some biscuits there, so I'll go a little coffee on a slightly bigger plate with a little biscuit on the side. Would I go two biscuits because he's been working hard, or one? I think.
Ooh, what sort of biscuits are they?
Jam Fancies.
Oh, two. They're small, two.
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 And
Jam Fancies.
What are you laughing at Jam Fancies for?
You know what I had last night, which I haven't had for years, was just a chocolate ripple biscuit.
You made it into a dessert?
Yeah, I was making it into a dessert for Barney, my youngest son's birthday. And you make a biscuit base with them, but there were some left over. Gee, it was good. Just the plain chocolate ripple biscuit.
Yeah, I don't know. But I would say, we've had this discussion before, it'd be in your top three dipping biscuits if you want to dip it in your coffee or your tea.
Chocolate ripple?
Yeah. It's a good dipping biscuit, don't you? Because it holds its form, whereas a teddy bear can actually break off. I don't reckon anyone will break off, but a Scotch finger's good for dipping. I think we've had this discussion before.
Yeah, though. Kitty Flanagan's a big dipper. She's a big dipper, yeah.
Yeah, she's a big dipper, and she got annoyed with me because I had like a digestive thing that I was doing. She got really offended. And, you know, anyway.
She's very strident with her opinion.
Yeah, very strident with her opinion what you can and can't do. Yeah. Whatever makes you happy. Yeah. Whatever you want to dip in your coffee or your tea is up to you. And I'll ask George what he wants. And I won't. I'll,
Well, see, she's getting fights with people about dipping. I'm getting fights with people about vaccination. So that's the level
that we're looking at.
Wow. See what he wants.
Okay. So.
Let's go to topics.
Yeah, please.
Let's go to topics. Okay, what are they, Sam?
The JFK assassination and Meatloaf.
Oh, well, hang on.
Whoa.
I wonder if it's Meatloaf the singer.
Must be the singer.
Well.
But let's talk about both anyway. I mean, when was the last time you had Meatloaf?
I remember we went through a period where we had Meatloaf a lot. Let's just pedal a bit there. Meatloaf. So it's a lump of meat that looks like a loaf of bread. So it's not.
Yeah.
Again, you know, whatever rings your bell. But it resembles a loaf of bread, doesn't it? And you slice it up like slices of bread, and it's beautiful. It's magnificent.
Oh, my mum used to make it, and it was nice. But I like the edge. The edge.
Because it gets a little bit. Was it caramelization, or is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And
I reckon I had it recently, but I didn't cook it. And someone else must have cooked it. I must have had it somewhere. Because it's not like you go to a restaurant and go, I'll have the meatloaf, thank you.
Well, yeah.
You don't see it on menus.
It feels American to me. Am I wrong?
Yeah, 60s probably. Yeah. 60s, I reckon. We had it in the 70s.
It's mince with onions and
bits of carrot. Potato, maybe? I don't know. What's in there? Maybe not potato.
Whatever you want to put in there, I would imagine.
How does it says it stick together? And breadcrumbs on the side, some outside sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. How does it stick together? How does meatloaf stick together?
Egg.
Yeah.
Egg.
Oh, that'd be
egg,
it.
Probably.
Absolutely.
That'd be egg.
And it's beautiful with a condiment of some sort of condiment, whether it be tomato sauce or chili.
Oh, yeah.
Just beautiful.
Yeah.
And I would say mashed potato is the top shelf for that.
Oh,
maybe
yum.
Some pizza. Oh, hang on. Gravy. Gravy.
Gravy.
Gravy. Hope you're listening. I hope you're listening to this podcast, you know, later in the day, so that's getting you all, you're salivating over the idea.
Juiced up.
Yeah, you know. If you were going around to someone's house and they said they have a meatloaf, mashed potato and peas and gravy, you go, I'm sticking around. Please, can I stay for
dinner? I wouldn't be disappointed. I love mincemeat. Mm. I know mincemeat used to be like seen as like a poverty kind of food when I was growing up, but I like it.
Yeah. No. But anyway, I would imagine it's Meatloaf the person.
Yes, the singer.
The singer.
The singer.
And obviously...
The singer.
His parents didn't name him like that. His name isn't Meat.
No, his surname got a real name, isn't it?
His surname isn't Loaf, is it? And his first name's Meat. No, he's got obviously, he's changed his name too. And why would you call yourself Meatloaf? Because he's a big bloke? Is that what it is?
I think someone gave him the nickname maybe at school or something. Wasn't he a quarterback player or something like that? Well, Meatloaf.
Built like
he comes to Meatloaf.
Is he still alive? I think he's probably in his 70s now.
Yeah. I mean, we know he was a singer, but he's a good actor. He was in Fight Club, and he was really good in Fight Club. Remember
Fight
Club?
Yeah. No, I've never seen Fight Club, but...
Oh, it's good.
He's notorious for what happened at the grand final. And I don't know. I just think, you know what? It wasn't his best gig, but we seem to play it a lot. We seem to, you know, get very upset about it, you know. I think there's been some other grand finals that haven't been particularly good either, but poor old Meatloaf, he seems to cop it. And I'm going, you know what? He had a bad day. He's probably jet-lagged. Give it a rest. Can we stop hearing the Meatloaf song that he sang at the end?
You know who was rapped with the Meatloaf performance? Angry Anderson. Because it took the heat off him in his VFL Park grand final in the Batmobile where he sang Bound for Glory.
I was there that day. Bound for
Glory. Are you there?
Yeah. It wasn't great. The whole thing wasn't great. The park.
Bound for Glory.
The ground didn't look good and the vibe wasn't good. Then he came out and, you know. It was like, let's go.
Bound for Glory.
So what was he in? Was he in the E Street Band? Is that who we started?
Meatloaf? Was he? What, in Bruce Springsteen's band? I don't know. Is he a different E Street Band? Might be a different one.
It's just ringing a bell with me. I don't know. I don't know what his history was. What was it? What's his biggest song? Bat Out of Hell?
He had that big album. I wasn't a Meatloaf fan, but I remember kids at school liking Meatloaf.
Yeah, yeah.
Girls like Meatloaf. for some reason.
Was he a bit sort of bikey sort of?
He was on the end, but his songs, but I won't do that. That was his other one. I'll do a lot for love, but I won't do that. He had that big album, which Jim, oh, I'm going to get it wrong, Jim Steinman wrote all the songs. The guy wrote all the songs with him.
Oh, that's right.
Famous guy. Yeah. But I interviewed him. I interviewed Meatloaf.
What? Really?
Yeah, he came into Nova, and we interviewed him, and he was very, it was like he was putting on a character. And then he kept saying that Meatloaf was just a character that he does. It's just one of the characters.
Well, that's right. Well, you have it. We all, just, yeah.
He was doing that thing where he'd yell, he'd be trying to be, shut up, you idiots. He was doing a lot of that. Yeah, Hughesy, Kate, Dave, you're losers, that kind of stuff.
And what was he like when the red light wasn't on? Was he a bit sort of just normal?
Yeah, a bit sort of subdued. But when the mic came on, he was all,
that's right. When the red light comes on, you got to deliver. And there's an expectation that it's going to be like that. So, and it gets him, it gets him through the gig. I mean, we all have a certain persona we take on when we get on stage, me, I'm into meditation, yoga, and health foods, and a vegan diet. Whereas on stage, I'm a fabulous fun guy, a fantastic fun guy on stage.
Fantastic fun guy.
Yeah, fantastic fun guy.
But how long did you last in the mushroom documentary? Did you watch it all?
No, I watched it all. It's such an incredible whole world down there of
fungi
potential. With what they can do that we haven't tapped into. And the reason I was looking at the tremella was why I was interested, because I've heard that it's very good for your skin. I've just been to the skin doctor and I've got some do you want to hear this?
Yeah, what do you get pulled off or?
Sorry? I got what?
I mean, you get them ripped off, frozen off.
What doctor are you seeing? I think that's one of those.
That's another service.
Yeah. No, I had a bit of solar keratosis. So.
Apparently,
mushrooms are very good for your skin. If you think I'm kidding, look up tremella, tremella, and good for your skin. And I'm not lying. So I've ordered some powdered tremella, and I'm going to try it over 3 weeks and see how I go. I'll get back to you. I'll send you some before photos and afar photos. I'll point. You can see me through the phone. Is this through this section here? You can't see it.
Can you see a red dot there?
Yeah, she whacked me with it. Have you ever had the dry ice thing?
Yes.
That bloody hurts.
It's odd. Yeah, it's odd, the dry ice.
Give it a good crack. Anyway, so what else can we say about...
Oh, Meatloaf, he was huge, literally.
Is it true that he put on weight so he didn't have to get drafted? Because he would have been of the age.
That's right. He did. I don't know whether that's sort of a myth, but he was definitely drafted and then he got out of it somehow. No, I don't know how, but maybe it was because he was fat.
Right.
I wonder if that's true. Yeah.
Well, it's not a bad idea. If you're on that, up that end of the pool, you may as well just push it a bit further, and And is it true? I mean, you should know this stuff. Is it true? There's a segment for you. Hey, by the way, they're taking off Spicks and Specks off Monday nights, by the way. Not Happy Jan.
No.
They put Doctor Who on Monday nights. I don't want to see Doctor Who.
Well, I'm going to have to speak to the fat controller at the ABC.
Went over and watched Lee Sales' 7:30 report. Very good stuff. But then on Tuesday night, they got a double whammy, so they make up for it. Anyway. Is it true? This is a segment you do on the show where you have three topics, three statements. But is it true that Meatloaf had an oxygen mask backstage?
I reckon that's true.
Yeah, I do too.
I reckon that's true.
Yeah.
Because
he was a big boy. I know. Mm. I did a thing on stage once, and I was doing some. I was doing the Kel walk thing and I went really fast and I got really puffed out and I couldn't get my breath. And it's like, it's kind of scary on stage. You go, am I going to faint? So it must be good. You got the oxygen thing. You just come off stage, bang a bit of oxygen in, back on deck. Maybe you and I, but this show is quite arduous. Maybe I should set up a little unit here. And you the same. What are you doing?
Well, like, I'll get my sleep mask. Sure, it's the same thing.
Yeah. I don't know anything else about Meatloaf. I've said everything I know about Meatloaf.
Yeah, Meatloaf. Great artist, great singer.
He was on Glee, though. Was he on Glee?
No, yeah, they had a lot of guests on Glee, I think. So they would have done some of his songs for sure. Yeah,
I think I saw something about that. So JFK, John.
What assassination. The assassination.
What does F stand for? Do you know that?
Frank?
I think it's Fitzgerald.
Oh, Fitzgerald.
Yeah. That's a cool name, right. Isn't it? Fitzgerald.
Yeah, Fitzgerald. Yeah, they should come back.
Fitzy, what's his name? Fitzy, the guy, Fitzy and Woody.
No, Ryan, I think. I think it's Ryan Fitzgerald.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a name that you could bring back, Fitzgerald.
Fitzgerald's a great name.
Yeah, it is. Where were you when
the assassination happened? Yeah, it's just the assassination, not JFK.
Because we've spoken about JFK.
We've done JFK in
back in the early days. This is one of the when we
back in the 90s.
Back in the 90s. When we spoke a bit. Our voices were a bit higher. We did a show like that. Yeah,
we had longer hair.
Yeah, hello. G'day, Dave. This is somehow related.
Yeah, Glenn.
Yeah,
somehow related.
Do you remember what it was? It was something. I remember it was he wore a girdle.
Corsets. Yeah, corsets or girdles. Yeah.
And that's why, which is horrific to know, that's why when his life was taken, he didn't fall over. He stayed upright. That's why. Because the girdle held him there. Corset held him there.
Wow. Anyway,
very sad.
The assassination, JFK.
Which was on the grassy knoll in Texas, Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
What, early 60s? What year would that have been?
63 or 4, wasn't it? I can't remember. I wasn't alive. That's why I was asking, where were you? You may have been born, but...
I would have been...
You probably don't remember it.
4 or 5 or something. You know. I would have been out smoking and drinking somewhere that night. You know, probably off, you know. The grassy knoll, and it was...
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Now, I read a book about Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
There's a book called Libra, which is a great book by Don DeLillo, who is a fiction writer. It's one of those fiction books that's half based on true facts about Lee Harvey Oswald's life.
Right.
He's fascinating. After reading that, I was convinced that he actually shot him.
So what's your theory?
Turn me around.
You think it's organized crime?
I reckon it was a single shooter. I reckon it was Lee Harvey Oswald.
From the building. You were from the building. Yeah. The angles were right.
Well, I mean, he was in the army.
We've started the discussion now. Look out.
Conspiracy theories will get on. One of the original conspiracy theories is a JFK shooting. But, I mean, he was in the army, Lee Harvey Oswald. And then he went to Russia. He lived in Russia for several years. And then he came back. He married a Russian woman and came back.
So you're saying he was a communist wanting to take out...
He was a communist sympathizer, but I reckon... He could handle a weapon. I reckon that's the biggest thing about shooting someone is being able to handle a gun. And because he was in the army, he knew how to handle a weapon. That's what I believe. But there's also the theory that the cop in the car's gun went off.
What?
So, you know, that when he got off, the second shot was from his gun. I don't know. I mean, obviously that's a conspiracy theory, but who knows?
I didn't know about that one.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. But we all saw that movie. What was the one... JFK. Did you see that movie?
Yeah, I did. I don't remember much about it, though.
Yeah, well, that went through the conspiracies and the people on the grassy knoll and that kind of stuff.
See, I only remember the Seinfeld version when Kramer was going to the baseball or something and someone tried to spit on him and they had to work out the trajectory of the spit, whether it was the... And what's the bullet? The bullet? The unexplained bullet? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
What else can we say about that? There's not a lot else we can say.
Well, Lee Harvey Oswald, so he shot off his gun, then he went right, then he hid in the cinema.
Now, was it?
Caught him in the cinema.
But who else? Wasn't there another assassination attempt in a cinema? Was it Lincoln? Who was it?
Yes, Abraham Lincoln. Yes.
Was he shot in a cinema or was it attempted in a cinema or something like that?
Yeah, it was a theater, I think. He was shot in a theater when he was at theater. Yeah.
It's somehow related, really, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it? And then Lee Harvey Oswald was what captured for a day or a few days, and then he was shot by Jack Ruby.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
who was like a small time hoodlum,
and that was part of the conspiracy as well, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that he wouldn't was be paid. Able to speak.
Yeah, so Lee Harvey Oswald couldn't talk. So I mean, that is amazing footage when you know they're bringing Lee Harvey Oswald out of the jail, and Jack Ruby just comes up and shoots him.
Yeah, no, it's And there's a camera right there as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not surprising, I suppose, there's a camera there. But yeah, it's just horrific to think that, such a barbaric act can happen right.
He had kids, Lee Harvey Oswald. He would have had – his kids would be older than us now. Imagine that being your dad.
Yeah.
Like,
what is your dad?
What? Harvey Oswald, that's an unusual name.
Yes. Well, if you were Lee Harvey, if you are Harvey, what's the name? His name's Lee, and the second name is Harvey Dash.
I think Harvey's his middle name. I think Oswald's just the last name. So you'd be an Oswald. Okay. You'd be Glenn Oswald.
Dave Oswald.
Dave Oswald. Any relation to?
No. Not at all.
No.
What else could we say about JFK? He gave all his salary to charity. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Because he was such an incredible part of an incredible family, so much wealth.
Wealthy. No need for the
salary. He got a purple heart, didn't he, in World War II? But he was quite sick. He was quite – he had health problems. Yeah. Like he had, I think, Addison's disease or something.
In the Pacific.
Yeah.
Yeah, he served in the Pacific and got some kind of tropical disease, didn't he? Isn't that right?
Yeah, the boat got hit or something, went down, and he saved them all. And God,
full on.
But what about Marilyn Monroe?
Oh, yeah, he's a bit of a ladies' man, apparently. Bit of a ladies' man.
Because he was part of that whole. There was a whole group of those guys, and there was some showbiz guys that he hung around with, and with her, and with that. I mean, the whole conspiracy about her too, that she. That, you know, they were there on the night and JFK was all cluttered, you know, that they gave her she OD'd, didn't she?
Yeah, I think she did, Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah. And she sang that, I mean, seriously, she got up and sang Happy Birthday to him. Remember that?
Yeah, great.
Happy birthday to you.
She was an amazing woman. If you read Mr. about President. Her...
Oh, yeah.
She was a very, very smart woman, Marilyn Monroe.
Some of her quotes are fantastic. She read Marilyn Monroe quotes. It's just fantastic.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was such a – whether or not you agree with the way she worked is another thing. Apparently quite hard to work with because quite insecure and, you know, spent a lot of time holding people up on set because she, you know, she obviously had issues and, you know, but on screen just – incredible to look, and incredible vulnerability in her performances. Just what was that one where they were on the train and they were in the band and they dressed up as women to avoid being caught by the bad guys? What was that one?
Some Like It Hot.
No, was it Some Like It Hot?
Yeah, it's fantastic. We watched it the other night.
Oh.
Oh, she's so good in it. She's in it. Yeah, it's fantastic. That's a great movie. The kids loved it.
Yeah, that would so be Jack funny. Lemmon and the other
Jack
guy.
Jack Lemmon, comic acting is a measure above everyone else in the movie.
Yeah,
he's
great
unbelievable.
Timing. Yeah. You know, before every take, what he would say?
No.
He'd just go quiet and he'd go, now it's magic time.
Hello,
that would have been good the first time. So I don't know, maybe we should say that before we do the podcast. Now it's magic time.
Yeah, some like we watched it the other night. It's very funny.
It's really funny. I know I shouldn't have asked, but Jack Lemmon and the other guy.
Where's Ross Noble when we need him?
Yeah, hello Ross, if you're listening. He's a famous. That's gonna kill me. Maybe we could look it up.
We'll get it by the end of the episode.
Yeah.
We could always ask Sam.
Yeah, well, no, Sam. Why don't we do it? Okay. Ask Sam.
Sam, who is in Some Like It Hot with Jack Lemmon?
You're thinking of Tony Curtis.
Tony Curtis, of course. I wouldn't have got it, but Tony Curtis, yep. They're both not with us anymore, sadly.
No.
But a great duo. I don't know, you know, here's what I'm thinking. We do a remake of it. You and I play those roles. And who would we get to play Marilyn Monroe? Not play Marilyn Monroe, but play the role of Marilyn Monroe.
Sophie Monk.
So perfect. Perfect. Yeah. Sophie'd be up for it. I think she'd be great. She'll take a week off Love Island and come and do Some Like It Hot with us.
We can update it a bit. They don't have to be in like a, because they're in like a big band. They can be in a rock band.
And they're not on a train. They're on a plane.
A jet star flight.
Jet star flight. Going to the Gold Coast. Going to the Gold Coast.
Yes.
Oh, this has got hit written all over it. Jeez. What do you mean you don't want to do how I do? That's got to be what? Oh, you're an idiot.
What do you mean someone owns some like it hot and they don't want us to do it? What do you mean?
This is the final scene. Oh, JFK. Yeah.
Well, JFK. Well, you know they took it. Okay, so they because this is in The Crown actually too. They show it in The Crown because they were friends with kind of, you know, there's that weird bit where Jackie O came to the palace and insulted the Queen or.
Kind of, right, and then
she was sort of in awe of the Queen, and asked her for advice and stuff, and so they took the body, JFK's body, straight to the hospital, and she was covered in blood, Jackie. And
well, of course she was, yeah.
And then he was pronounced dead at the hospital. Yeah. And so she was still wearing the clothes with all the blood on it.
And then was she not there when they swore in? Who did they swear in?
God, don't ask me.
LBJ? LBJ?
Yes. Yeah, I think it was LBJ. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was.
I was going to say Ford, but Ford was the one who came in after Nixon.
Yeah. Didn't JFK take over from Nixon?
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, and then it was LBJ.
Talking about Nixon the other day. Nixon resigned. He didn't get fired. He got resigned. I looked it up because the kids were asking me, in Australia, in America, do they ever replace their... You know how here, like, ScoMo replaced Turnbull, Rudd replaced Gillard, Gillard replaced Rudd. They just replace them without asking the public, don't they? They just make a decision.
Yeah. Yeah,
the kids were asking...
Did they do that with American presidents?
Yeah, and I said, I don't know. I remember Nixon got kicked out, but Nixon actually resigned, and then they swore in Ford.
I think the whole president role is different. The president since independent from the party. He's part of the party, but he's independent from the party. And that's what they talk about, that he has too much power. But things happen in terms of the party. Everything happens in terms of, we're starting to talk politics.
Who isn't here? I always find it weird that we've voted in, say, when,
it's incredible. Yeah.
We've voted in, say, Turnbull, and then they just get rid of him. That's what the people wanted. They didn't want ScoMo, did they?
By the way, we're getting rid of him. Hang on.
Same with Rudd. And then Gillard, and then Rudd again. It was just, anyway.
I should just like a telethon where you can ring in your vote, and, you know, Channel 9 does it, and we'll vote in the next one. You know, it's just, anyway. Okay, have we said enough about
grassy
knolls and cars and...
I remember Woody Harrelson's dad was one of the shooters, they reckon. Remember that rumor that Woody Harrelson's dad was he was involved in the Cuban mafia or whatever, the Texan mafia or something, and they reckon he was a shooter for them. He had some shady job. Yeah.
Okay, there we go. Bit of think music.
What can we have?
What
about JFK? Because he kind of speaks like that. You know, the Simpsons take him off as the mayor.
Do you want to hear a JFK speech?
I want to hear a bit of JFK. All right, we could hear Marilyn. Let's hear Marilyn.
Let's hear Marilyn sing a happy birthday.
Oh,
okay, let's hear it. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you. Thank Mr. President for all the things you've done, the battles that you've won, the way you deal with U.S. Steel and our problems by the ton. We thank you so much. Everybody, happy birthday.
Wow, Marilyn.
So vulnerable, so...
I'm going to organize Sophie Monk for your next birthday to do that for you. Just as a lead up to our movie.
That's just a little teaser as far as...
A teaser.
Yeah.
So then people at the party, and there'll be all showbiz people at your party, and they'll go, gee, we love Sophie Monk doing that Marilyn impersonation.
We'll
and then
yeah, we
yeah. Get ready.
Did she not... Was she not a Marilyn impersonator when she first started out? I know she used to do something at the theme parks. I'm pretty sure she did.
Oh, probably. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I think she was one of the... You know how they have famous people wandering around doing things, like in the theme parks?
Yeah.
I think that's what she used to do. Okay, I got an answer for this. I'm going to say I reckon Meat Loaf was in the cinema. He would have been young, but he was in the cinema with his mum or dad when Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested.
Wow. I was going to say Meatloaf was on the grassy knoll.
Oh, okay.
That's his claim. He's on the grassy knoll. That was his claim to fame. Because he'd be old enough to, be a kid.
Yeah.
He was probably older than a kid. Probably a teenager.
Yeah, well, anyway, you do the math.
60.
Yeah. He'd be all right. He'd be up and about. He'd be.
All right. Well, what is the answer, Sam?
On a 2006 episode of The Howard Stern Show, Meatloaf the Showman claimed that after the JFK assassination, he and his friends got pulled over by Secret Service agents who commandeered Meat's car to drive to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
You have been listening to Somehow Related with Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill.
Hang on.
Is that true, you reckon?
It can't be true. He wouldn't have been that old. He wouldn't have had his license. Maybe they commandeered his parents' car.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. Yeah. That's a possibility.
Because he's not. I mean, can you work it out? I can't work out the math on that, but he would have been, he wouldn't have had his license, wouldn't he? So it would have been his parents' car. But anyway, it could be true.
Well, hang on, Sam. How old's Meatloaf? When was he born?
He's 74 years old. Meatloaf was born on the 27th of September 1947.
Oh, thanks, Sam. Yeah, okay. So he would have been in his he's old enough.
So my mistake. Yeah, my mistake. He would have been old enough. And besides, however old you can drive a car, like when you're 16 or something over there. Anyway, so there you go, Meatloaf.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I wonder if Meatloaf ever eats meatloaf. I wonder if that's part of his rider. Wouldn't it be funny if backstage, I want some beer, I want some champagne, I want some meatloaf. But you're meatloaf,
I wonder.
I just like it. I just like it. Now, I'm going to have to rush off because I've just had a phone call. George has finished. He's out the front waiting for me. He didn't fall off. Hopefully it's all done, but it might not be. It might be. I've got to come back next week and redo it all. But I hope,
Are we still recording?
Dave, I'll leave it to you. I'm going. George, I'm coming.
Oh, wow. There he goes. I'll go too. Yeah, I've got someone on my roof too. Yeah. Oh, he's gone.